Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I'm here with Jakari Jackson. And we just began Overdrive, and we're going to have Alex at the bottom of the hour doing some live reports from London, so stick around.
And also check out Infowars.com/B, the B as in Bilderberg. You can type out the whole word if you want. Also, you can go to Infowars.com/show, but we do recommend Infowars.com/B.
And one of the things we haven't been mentioning is we do have a Twitter hashtag, #Bilderberg. So if you want to comment on that Bilderberg page, there's actually a live feed of what people are tweeting about Bilderberg. So if you want to comment, if you want to redirect people to articles there, it'll show up in that on that page. So you can follow the conversation there if you look at #Bilderberg. Well, Jakari, Kathleen Sebelius has been in the news quite a bit lately.
Just in the
last couple of days, she's had several things break on her. She's been at the center of, we talked about this earlier, these fake email accounts that they're setting up, and that involved her department. And then she's also, it's broken that she was asking companies to support the health care law.
Mm-hmm.
Putting pressure on them for that. And now we've got this situation here with her and this controversy about this little girl trying to get a transplant and her not waiving the rules for that.
Yeah, and my understanding about that was the family of the child wrote a very personal letter. I believe they actually wrote, "I beg you," or "We're begging you to help us, you know, get past these rules and regulations." And I believe Ms. Sebelius, her comment was that, you know, we have other children in that same hospital that are, you know, just as critical condition. It's a tricky thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely a tricky thing.
I guess one of the things that made it news that really kind of got people's attention was kind of the cavalier way that Kathleen Sebelius replied to this. This is a little girl, and she's got 5 weeks to live, and she says, someone lives, someone dies.
Yes, that was, you know, the very controversial thing. Was it, that guy said, death is a part of life? Was it in the Benghazi hearings, or somebody said something along those lines, and the very cavalier, nonchalant aspect of these people.
But it brings up, again, this death panel aspect and the idea that we don't have decisions about even healthcare treatment, that that's being taken away from us. And, Kathleen Sebelius, exactly. That cuts to the core of so many of the, of course, there's so many different aspects of Obamacare. I mean, one of it is the coercive aspect of it. Another one is just the practical aspect of it. We see that the British healthcare system is imploding under government control. And we've seen that happen over and over again. And so people are concerned just about that aspect of it. But they're also concerned about the fact that they don't get to have any say-so whatsoever. Once the government comes in with hard, fast rules and regulations, they're not going to let you go around that system whatsoever. And you've got the situation in England where you can't even, you have to have their permission to go see a private doctor.
Yeah, and I believe that happened to Paul Joseph Watson. Mm-hmm. You know, he got sick and, you know, he went to, you know, the doctor and they gave him some little Alka-Seltzer pills or something like that. It didn't do the trick because they have that system of healthcare.
And you got to wait a long time before you can even see. They have to basically triage that. You have to get permission to go to a private doctor. That's just amazing.
But
and to do that,
Austin,
you got to wait in line.
I love Obamacare sticker. I see a lot of things everywhere here in the city of Austin. And, I mean, these are probably a lot of good, well-meaning people, but they just didn't, you know, they didn't read the fine print. They didn't really look into what this stuff is about.
Well, it's just the coercive nature of it and the rigid nature of it. And this case right here, regardless of this transplant issue, I mean, just this authoritarian, we're going to decide everything about your health care.
Right.
That's what really scares a lot of people. Well, we're going to be right back. I'm here with Jakari Jackson, and we've got Alex is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour with some live reports, so stay tuned.
Enter- Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, welcome back. I'm David Knight here with Jakari Jackson, and Alex Jones is, in fact, getting some answers. He's getting some answers in London, and he's going to have a report for us at the bottom of the hour. And until then, we can take some calls. We've got a 800 number here for you to call. It's 800-259-9231. Call in and tell us what's on your mind. Let's talk a little bit maybe about Bilderberg, and we'll take any calls. We'll even take calls from outside the country, but I'm not sure what
right,
that number is.
We have plenty of people from outside the country, but while we're waiting for those callers to get online, I have this article, David. The Wi-Fi in your home can track moves like Xbox Kinect. Now, of course, you know, some people are familiar with the Xbox Kinect system. Basically, it uses your movements to play video games and so forth. Now they're saying technology is so advanced that they can basically track what you do in your home. For example, if you have your Wi-Fi devices connected, and if there's a video that goes along with this, we're not going to show for the sake of time. But in the video, the developer says if you have a Wi-Fi device such as a laptop or even an iPhone, that would be a strong enough signal to allow you to do things like wave your hand and turn on your TV, or you know, turn on your blender by flicking your wrist. And, you know, I'm not a technophobe. You know, I definitely see this could benefit people with disabilities and so forth. But just think about this, how they want to control every aspect of your life. Well, let's say, for example, if you live in an apartment complex like I do, You know, I have a one occupancy apartment, but there are plenty of people who have a one bedroom apartment who have 10 people living in their apartment.
That's right. That's
you know, so, and let's say those people aren't supposed to be there, at least not living there on a permanent basis. So if they can sense your movements, they can sense that there's, it's not one person in this house. It's not one person that may be a dog or a cat. You've got 10 people living in this apartment, so when you start moving around, what if your electricity just cuts off?
Well, you know, my background is in engineering, and I always looked at technology as a good thing, as an empowering thing, but over and over and over again, the theme that we keep seeing coming back is that they're using technology for control. Mm-hmm. They're using it for surveillance, and we just had an interview earlier this week with Sheila Hemphill, who was successful in at least getting in the option to opt out of smart meters because they're very concerned about the intensity of the wireless signals that are being shot out. It's 300 times that of a cell phone. And there's a lot of concern, a lot of real health concerns mm-hmm. about this technology, about a lot of this wireless technology and the strengths of the strength of the signals that right. are coming out and the health impacts on that. We had expert testimony. We had a person on the interview at the end of the interview who had given expert testimony in Canada, and he was talking about this guy was not even in the medical field. He was a consultant who was looking at the effect of pulsing high energy waves like we're getting with Wi-Fi and like we're getting with these smart meters. He was looking at the way it affected the building integrity, the way it was fatiguing structural materials.
Right.
And so you got to wonder when you're seeing real measurable changes in the structural materials, what it's doing to people, because we have electrical signals that are running all through our body,
mm-hmm.
as well as what it's doing to soft tissues.
Frequency pollution, that's what she explained in that interview. And it's not just in things such as Wi-Fi. She did the demonstration a little bit afterwards where she showed us a light bulb. You know, she had her, I'm not exactly sure what you call it, her sensor. And she held it up to a light bulb, one of those curly Q light bulbs, and the thing just went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's far beyond just things such as Wi-Fi, and it very much concerns me when we look at things like these new Wi-Fi systems. You know, a signal so powerful you can turn on TVs in different rooms and so forth. That's a right. lot of frequency pollution that you're absorbing into your body.
Absolutely. And as we talked about in the interview, it's not just the privacy issue that we're concerned about. It's not just the health issue that we're concerned about. You know, there's a lot of people out there who, like we were talking about earlier, they don't care about their privacy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about your privacy.
No.
And they may not believe the health issues. What they need to believe, though, is that this is going to be used to raise their electricity rates. They're looking at this to, again, monitor what people are doing and adjust it accordingly. Because
right.
we're seeing a massive decline in the affordability of electricity
mm-hmm.
and in the production of electricity, to manage that decline and to keep the power company's profits up, they're going to charge you a differential price based on the time of day that you use your service.
Yeah, I believe you talked about that yesterday, you know, peak hours.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, you know, you have, you know, maybe your grandma or somebody comes to visit you on the weekend. Well, you don't normally use that amount of electricity. So, you know, once you hit, X number, we just cut it off.
Right. Well, or the other part of it is charging people a lot when they're using it during the peak hours.
Mm-hmm.
People don't have control over that. In an experiment that they did in Chicago, they found that it did not affect people's use of energy. Why? Because you don't have control over that. If people had control over the time that they go to work, you wouldn't
right.
have rush hour traffic in every
exactly.
city, right? People would opt out. They would opt to go at a different time. But they have to go at a particular time. They have to use that electricity at that time. They're going to charge them a lot more money to use electricity at that period of time. It's all about managing a decline in our lifestyle and cheap available energy, which has really kind of funded not only driven our economy, but also helped us to achieve a better standard of living and a longer lifespan. They're taking that away.
And it makes surveillance fun and trendy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got video games you can turn on your TVs and all
yeah,
that stuff.
Absolutely. Well, we got some callers that have lined up here. We've got, let's go to one of them. The first one here is Julio in Illinois. Julio, are you there?
Afternoon, gentlemen. You know, I was at Bilderberg last year in Chantilly, Virginia, and I remember actually eating breakfast inside the Westfield Marriott Hotel the day before the conference and having a police escort me out, or drinking at the Wellington Pub with Mark Dice and other activists last year, and being able to actually meet Jim Tucker in person and actually have a conversation with Mr. Tucker last year was truly an experience it's unlike any other. And as an independent journalist, hearing for years, oh, this group doesn't exist, and actually being on the ground last year, seeing Austin Goolsbee, who was President Obama's economic advisor, who you can see him on Hannity, on Sean Hannity's program on Fox News all the time, or seeing literally Henry Kissinger in his deathmobile driving through the grounds of the Marriott last year. It was truly an astonishing experience to be a part of, and just seeing corporate media here in the States not even touching the subject. Last year they had the Daily Caller, which is Tucker Carlson's pseudo-libertarian news outlet. They tried to do what the BBC tried to do to Alex Jones a few hours ago down in Watford, tried to provoke the peaceful protesters and trying to get them to sound stupid. And a couple of days ago, it was actually on Monday, I tweeted Jake Tapper, who's the host of The Lead on CNN. He used to be on ABC News. I tweeted Jake Tapper on my Twitter at JN Reports. I asked Jake, are you going to be covering Bilderberg this week? Are you going to be covering this secret meeting in Watford? And he told me that we may or may not cover Bilderberg, but if we do, it's not going to be because of my obnoxious tweets. And I guess obnoxious tweets now is asking
a question.
Corporate media journalists whether or not they're going to cover a secret meeting. You know, you just type in Bilderberg onto any search engine's news tab, and you're seeing mainstream articles from the London Guardian, the Daily Mail, and so forth, but Where's corporate media? You're not going to get any coverage. But, you know, I look at some of the people who are attending Bilderberg, and I heard Alex talk about maybe an hour and a half ago, about Peter Thiel, who is one of the founders of Facebook, supposedly this libertarian man.
Hey, pal.
I've been doing my fair share of research on Peter Thiel since last year. He's a part of the Bilderberg Steering Committee. And you don't become a member of the Steering Committee if you're not an evil person, if you haven't sold your soul. And one of his front groups is called Breakout Labs. Breakout Labs, Breakout Labs, breakoutlabs.org, I believe is the website. And Peter Thiel is donating millions of dollars into the biotech world, millions of dollars into trying to harness the energy of tornadoes. He's spending millions of dollars on really this technocracy. And, I think about Cass Sunstein a lot and his writing.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Peter Thiel was at the transhumanist conference that Ray Kurzweil and all those guys had back in the fall. So, I mean, I think he's in this transhumanist movement as well, you know, the statue that we see out in front of Bilderberg.
No, but, absolutely. And people just take the time to research Breakout Labs and see where Peter Thiel's billions of dollars are going to. It's going towards this technocracy. And there's one woman, I forgot her name, it's like Susan. Oh, man, it's on the official attendees list, but there's one woman who is the chief economist of Microsoft, and she also was buddy-buddies with the Rand Corporation.
Well, I think what you're going to see with Bilderberg is you've got these younger people, Jeff Bezos, perhaps, the Google influence that's coming in. They understand that they can't contain this as a secret anymore. They understand that it's making them look like a bunch of fools and liars because they've been liars about this.
Yeah.
Because it's such an obviously the secret is out in the open. And the more they ignore it,
tools to research,
right?
Bilderberg.
The more they ignore it, the more ridiculous they look. The more they lose credibility. So what they're going to do is they're going to try to spin this in a positive way. And we've already seen a lot more reports talking about this. How Bilderberg came together. And it was originally set up to try to make sure that we were going to have world peace. Well, we've had 60 years of continuous war since they got set up.
Not doing a very good job.
What's your? You said that you're an alternative media person. What's your contact information?
People can follow. Me on Twitter at JN Reports. Actually, submitted genetically modified society into the Operation Paul Revere contest.
Okay, great.
And one last thing, I just looking at Bilderberg and looking at just how even just last year seeing almost 1,000 people outside the Westfields Marriott, and Lord willing, there's going to be a large number of people just outside of London this weekend. It's showing, and even Sidney Brzezinski admitted this A few weeks before I went to Bilderberg last year, he admitted that the people are waking up
to
the new world order.
I've got to thanks for calling. I got to cut you off, but we're going to be back with some more calls right after this break. So stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson. Okay, the War of 1812. We took a little bacon and we burned the White House down.
Yeah.
We've got Alex in London right now, and he's not trying to burn anything down, but he's going to be bringing us some information as soon as we get him connected. He's going to be joining us about the bottom of the hour, but it depends on connections that we've got there. But I've got Jakari Jackson with me here, and we're covering the news, and we're taking your calls. We've got Daniel on the line from Canada. Daniel, are you there?
Hi, good afternoon, sir. Nice talking to you both again.
Hey, good talking to you.
I just had two quick things to bring up, if you don't mind commenting on. The first thing is the surveillance grid, and you both are absolutely right. On WikiLeaks, I was just looking around, too, if you look at the left side of the column, about the spy files, it shows literally in almost every different country, every agency that's monitoring every form of communication, like text messaging, phone calls, internet access, all that stuff. So quick comment on that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, well, what do you think, Jakari? I mean, they're looking at everything we're doing, and of course we've got the Utah data center coming online.
Yeah, not just there. I mean, these things are all over. Like I said, we've been to the one in San Antonio, and bring it up, WikiLeaks did it. I don't want people to forget about the trial of Bradley Manning.
That's right.
I believe he's in his second day of trials, maybe the third. I was reading an article a little bit earlier how they had full press coverage, or at least the press area of the courtroom was full the first day and the second day and the third day. Now there's hardly anybody covering that event. So I definitely want people to not forget about him and his situation of, you know, exposing some of those sensitive information. But yeah, I definitely would encourage anybody who was interested in that information, if you have friends and family who don't believe that there's anybody spying on you 24 hours a day, I definitely would direct them there to see what was going on.
Well, you know, they're playing real hardball with any of the whistleblowers. We had last week Karen Hudes, who worked for about 20 years for the World Bank.
Right.
And as a lawyer there, she saw some corruption and she saw loans being made that didn't qualify. And when she spoke out about it, they came after her pretty hard. And the amazing thing is that even, you know, there were elements within the World Bank that wanted to expose the fraud and the misconduct that were there. But there's a heavy American presence, and it was really the American side that was trying to shut her up.
Mm-hmm.
And even after she got an invitation to come back and speak at the World Bank meeting, they had the U.S. Secret Service. Now, understand that the World Bank is a separate entity that the U.S. has maybe a 15% share in. And so you've got the U.S. Secret Service saying she couldn't go, even though the World Bank people wanted to hear. Yeah, they wanted to hear her whistleblowing exposure of the corruption that she saw. And it wasn't just her. It was several other people within the World Bank. The Secret Service said she couldn't. She is a lawyer, so she basically presented evidence to them and gave them the record saying that she was invited. When she showed up, they arrested her. And now they're charging her, the Eric Holder's Justice Department is charging her for unlawful entry.
Eric,
really amazing.
To investigate his own organization.
That's right. I mean, it's amazing that they go out of their way into an area where they don't really have any jurisdiction and they start attacking people who are whistleblowers. It's very concerning that we see this kind of overreaching bullying of people who are basically exposing fraud and corruption. It's a time where they demand absolutely not only transparency, but they demand micro surveillance of every single thing that we do. And yet they come down so hard when anybody looks at anything that they're doing. I mean, just that's the essence of Bilderberg is secrecy.
So. Exactly.
We have another caller on the line, Mike from Tennessee. Mike, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Mike.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to talk about the situation where you've got a Chinese company buying up the largest pork producer in the world here in the United States, and clearly they indicate that the products will be exported to China. So you look at the condition right now where across the country they're trying to shut down the small family farmers from being able to raise pigs and outlawing their ability to do so, and they're taking these multinational corporations and funneling all of the proceeds of this country into other countries, and they're buying up these companies with devalued U.S. dollars, which China's a flood of, and you look at the connection with this company who was at one time controlled by Goldman Sachs, and there's a few articles on the Internet where if you just search this company's name and money laundering, you'll find that some of these articles were up and now they've been removed. So this thing looks like one big sham where the Chinese government is basically buying up assets of this country and basically strategically starving this country ultimately.
Absolutely. Well, if you go back and you look at that, that's really the history of Bilderberg, is what we covered in that special report earlier. There's been a massive transfer of wealth and technology to China because they know that they can control those people there. We'll be right back.
Baby, I'm gonna leave you.
We're on on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live right now. Hey, how you doing? Unbelievable. Thank God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, in the last 30 seconds, I've run to three listeners walking down by the Houses of Parliament. I mean, my God, InfoWars is on fire in Britannia. And there is Big Ben, now called Big Queen Elizabeth II, literally named after Queen Elizabeth. And we are here, and this is unprecedented. Watson, where are you at? Watson, I just ran into three people that are listeners in like 20 seconds.
I've been following you on here, trying to track you down.
Oh, my God. You're a listener, too?
Oh, sir, yeah.
My God, I mean, this is insane. We just ran into three guys right there.
Yeah.
That's just people that are awake, huh?
Yeah.
Man, that's awesome. Always, I mean, it's not about our show being big. It's about the fact that people are really waking up. What's your name? What do you want to say to folks out there?
Mark. I don't know what to say. Because I watch every day. And when you said you were coming in at Big Ben, I thought, I live in London.
Oh, that's why I run into the listeners. You guys came down here. Only said it about an hour. Wow. Is that why you came down?
Yeah, I'm from London.
Oh, that's why I just ran into a bunch of listeners. Wow. That was crazy. Well, God bless you. We're going to go broadcast out on the bridge live. Very exciting. Well, it's not called Big Ben anymore, though. It's supposed to call it Queen Elizabeth, our Supreme Leader.
Yeah. I'm Scottish. She's the leader of me.
I'm being sarcastic. Hey, she's a Macca, dude. Look right there.
That's right. Good Scottish name as well. Good to see you.
All right, buddy. Good to see you.
Good to meet you,
sir. Awesome. God bless you. All right, let's go, guys. Let's go to the next level. Wow. What are those birds circling, Paul?
Vultures.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live. Now, I thought we'd really gotten crazy because I got out of the car, and every person we ran into was a listener. But now I figured it out. They heard me say an hour ago we were coming down here. And this is just insane. Hey, how you doing? Oh, my gosh. Everybody's awake down here. What has gone on in England, Watson? People are really awake, man.
This is people have been listening.
People have been listening. There is Big Ben, now known as Queen Elizabeth. Not joking, they renamed it. It's got Queen Elizabeth Tower, right, Watson?
No, it's still Big Ben.
It's still Big Ben, even though they say so? Even if they say it doesn't exist? How's my audio, guys? Because there's some high winds out here. Sound fine? Ladies and gentlemen, we are seeing a historic moment as Bilderberg is blown wide open. Wow, what's that new building? Is that the Shard?
Yeah.
It's like an alien spacecraft that's left, landed. Again, we're down here exposing Bilderberg 2013, and we're right down here at Big Ben. Great job of the whole crew. We drove in here from northwest of London in about 45 minutes. And we are here. There is Big Ben for people watching at Infowars.com/Bilderberg. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, what do you make of these images that we're showing you here? We may have found life in England.
Well, it's very encouraging to see all those listeners.
New World Order.
This is very encouraging to see all those listeners you were able to find out there in just a short period of time.
Absolutely. It's unbelievable. We've got listeners all over the place here. And I had no idea. But I'd say like an hour ago that I was coming down here, and this is a huge complex. We, you know, they could never know where we'd randomly park. There's the big London Eye right there that I run into like six or seven listeners, and then other people walking by are waving and saying, "We hate Piers Morgan." I guess that Air Army channel over here when that happened. I'm about to take you out on the Thames River here. The audio from the network is really low, guys. I can barely hear Jakari. If you can boost it, thank you. The crew's amazing. Again, we're all just testing out new technologies out here. David Knight, what do you make of this?
Hey, I saw it looked like you had the statue of Cromwell there on the side. I wonder, they must have put him on the opposite side of the Queen Elizabeth Tower.
They did, actually.
Yeah, that's kind of a oil and water thing there, I guess. Cromwell doesn't go too good with royalty.
No, he killed him, didn't he? Or?
Yeah. He took over for a while. He actually cut the head off of King Charles II, I think. I don't know. I had to brush up on my history a little bit.
Yeah, a bunch of my ancestors were involved with Cromwell, and then they were the Pilgrims after that and moved to the U.S.
Yeah.
Well, because I'm a Vatican assassin, I'm involved with Cromwell. Anyways, I just keep reporting on how awake people are. I think that's there's the Thames, folks. I think that's really the main issue here, is that people are so awake. What do you say, Jakari Jackson?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, David. Alex. Do you think it's because Bilderberg is in town, or, you know, maybe that's a question for Watson. Are people normally informed and awake?
You know, Jakari, I think it's a complex of a bunch of different issues, but people know they're being screwed. They know they're being lied to. They know that mainstream media is deceiving them, so they're looking for answers. And not many people are willing to get outside the box in the media, but there's massive numbers of people who aren't in media who are awake. And so that's what's happening right now is humanity, it's on so many levels, is just ready for freedom. They're ready for reality. They're ready for the truth. And they're tired of being told there's no back rooms. There's no special interest. You know, we're going to take hundreds of billions of dollars every few months from the U.S. and give it to private interest, but the tales of that are secret. We're going to give tens of billions of pounds every month of U.K. money and give it to private interest. And you find out it's not even public debt. It's money for them. People get it that not only are these people robbing us, they're robbing us to make us poor to politically control us. So,
and you're right there. You're right there in front of the Parliament building, because it's not just Big Ben that's there, but that's the Westminster building right there. That's where Parliament meets. And that's where they're having this big lobbyist scandal that's happening right now, where they're talking about transparency and accountability. And at the same time, just up the road at Bilderberg, they've got just the opposite of transparency and accountability on a massive level.
Well, that's right. And this is about reawakening the fact that there are special interests that want to try to control our lives. And so that's what this is about. But we've got British members of Parliament, German members of their Bundestag coming out who've been Bilderberg attendees, and they're saying it's wrong and it's evil. So they've gone from it doesn't exist to now it exists, but don't worry about it. I know I've said that 100 times. This is a big deal right now that people all over the world are discovering that they can't just be trusting lemmings. And once we're not trusting lemmings anymore, now we begin to study how the world really works. We start playing the real game of life. They want us playing, you know, fake video games, watching movies, being obsessed with Hollywood crap, while the real world is actually going on all around us. And Paul Watson, here today, what is your take on the different things that are unfolding here as we're here by the Parliament, while we have this huge scandal going on because of lobbying, with members of Parliament having to step down, but then the real lobbying's going on at Bilderberg?
Well, I mean, you've got 140 of the world's most influential people meeting at Bilderberg. You've got them all involved in lobbying. You've got people involved in the LIBOR scandal, the HSBC shipping, laundering drug money. You've got people involved in the subprime mortgage collapse, all visiting Bilderberg. And then you've got the mainstream media here in the UK focusing on a lobbying scandal, which is 10 times lesser in importance. And then the state media, the BBC, turns up at Bilderberg, says it's all conspiracy theory. They've got no power. It doesn't really exist. And it's amazing. It's embarrassing, actually. I find it embarrassing.
Well, Paul, I'll ask you, because Alex had brought up the point that all the people he had met so far are so awake. Since you're more familiar with the area, are people more, you know, awake in general, or is it because you think Bilderberg's in town?
No, actually, we've been traveling to several different places, and a lot of the people aren't even aware of Bilderberg, but they're generally awake. They know who Alex Jones is. And Alex is actually saying, in comparison to a lot of places in America, they're very docile. And when he came over here to Europe, the general state of, you know, people being awakened was very noticeable. Mm-hmm. We've talked to a lot of enlightened people already. People are coming up to Alex on the street every 10 seconds.
Paul Watson, say hi to some of our listeners.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Nice to meet you. And just talking about the fact that a lot of people are more awakened here in Europe compared to Texas.
Well, I mean, I got a lot of listeners awake, but the people are more tuned in.
Yeah. So that's what we've experienced so far in the first few days.
Love it. I like
all right. Nice. So we're just watching the footage. If you're a new watcher, new listener, you can go to Infowars.com/B. Also, Infowars.com/listen, #Bilderberg, and you can follow all the Infowars updates. We're watching some of the viewers and listeners who are meeting Alex and the crew right now. They're outside Big Ben.
And Parliament.
Yes.
You know, Paul, you mentioned HSBC, the money laundering, the drug issues going on there. Maybe that explains why David Petraeus is there. You know, maybe they needed some help doing the money laundering and the drug trade a little bit better. He's had so much experience there with the CIA and Afghanistan. Maybe he can offer HSBC a little bit of pointers.
Are you a listener?
Yeah.
That's quite possible, yes. I guess he's got a lot more time on his hands now.
That's right. That's right.
But there's a lot of interesting people out. We've heard Bill Gates is in London for a function.
Hey, tell folks all the listeners that are showing up.
We're just being mobbed.
Yeah, we can see
by
the listeners.
We only got around the corner just looking around Big Ben. We're being mobbed.
It's getting harder and harder for Alex to cover anything because everybody recognizes him.
It's amazing, and we're expecting at least a couple of thousand people at Bilderberg. It's going to be a massive crowd. They're already starting to crack down with the security, the police pushing us back.
Right.
It's already turning into a circus, but, you know, it's exciting.
So, Paul, tell us how people can catch up with Bilderberg. Actually, if they're physically there in the location, where do they need to go? What do they need to know?
Well, it's in Watford. You go to Watford Junction train station, and then the Grove Hotel is literally about a 10-minute taxi ride from there. Watford is obviously northwest of London. It's 20 minutes direct from London on a train. So anyone in the area, is, you know, they've really got no excuse. They've got to be there. And we're expecting a massive turnout, and I'd encourage everybody.
Smell marijuana out there.
Yeah.
Okay, so watching, we saw the videos of them checking people's papers, going in and out of neighborhoods. Can somebody expect to have their papers checked if they try to go to the hotel?
Yeah, I've grabbed the audio here. So yes, it's martial law in Watford is basically what's going on. And again, we are here. Can you guys see the images for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers?
Yes. Yeah.
Can you see the image of Big Ben? How cool is this to be broadcasting live from here?
That looks great.
Oh, Big Ben's going off. Listen. Listen. Hold on. Listen. Babylon. Can you hear it, guys?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Yep. Coming through good.
You can hear it. You can hear it bonging?
Oh, yeah, we can hear it. Wow. So what time of day is it out there, or night?
It's like, what is it, 8 o'clock at night? What time is it? 8:45.
Okay, so right, what time can people expect, Alex, what time can people expect the festivities or whatever you want to call it to kick out over at Bilderberg?
I mean, there's already a lot of protesters showing up, but tomorrow afternoon is when it all starts as we identify the real globalist threat. And I guess bongs at 15 minutes still.
Tomorrow is when you're really going to see a lot of pickup and activity there at Bilderberg, is that correct? Because you were there Monday, they hadn't even cordoned off the rooms on Monday, and then yesterday people really had started to arrive. So
arrive. The police just showed up there today. We just got there early as an advance team. But you guys want to go to the other side of the bridge? Well, I appreciate you guys working so hard. We've got an amazing amount of videos that have already been uploaded. Hi, how you doing? Did you come down here or are you already down here?
No, I came to see you.
Well, you're awesome. Well, so just like an hour and a half ago, you heard, is all of you guys are on tape? Going on video?
Sorry?
If you don't want to be on video, that's okay. I won't show you.
No.
Oh, look at this. A bunch of listeners. So, Kirby, an hour and a half ago, say we were coming down by Big Ben and you're here.
Yeah, over my mic's watching your shine. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. How many people in the UK are listening to the show?
There's a lot. Yeah.
I've been on trains with like a third of the people that listen. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot, yeah.
You think about the last 10 years you were here? Many were
there? That was like 10 times the last time I was here.
So it just showed you the fact.
Yeah, yeah, people are waking up.
Yeah, well, good to see you. It's cross-training.
Can we say death? The New World Order. All right, awesome. Well, it's a real pleasure meeting all you guys.
Peace and love.
Peace and another listener right there. I guess we're in the fading light here, but it's definitely nice. I tell you, Paul, this is crazy.
It's a circus.
You want to cross the street, or what do you want to do?
Yeah, we could go down there.
Jakari, David Knight, what do you guys got lined up for the nightly news? Let's cross here. So we can, is there a cross right over there?
The nightly news tonight at 7 p.m. Central, we'll have a contestant from the Operation Paul Revere contest. We'll be covering a lot of news such as this, the Wi-Fi in your house, tracking you, as well as any new Bilderberg updates that you guys have out of London. So it's going to be a good show tonight. I believe Rob Duke's going to do the interview. I'll do the news portion tonight at 7 p.m. Central.
Also, I just want to point out that we've uploaded like 10 videos today. Because we're having the same phone to the live broadcast, we haven't uploaded the BBC lady yet. But we
That's the one we really wanted to show. You guys going to have that one ready?
Absolutely. You'll have to dig through the videos we upload. Part of it's already up there, but where she was trying to... Oh, here we go. Hey, Watson, what's the word she used? She was trying to make me mad. Provoke me. She's like, it does not exist.
Well, Alex, we may have some new listeners, so can you tell that story again?
Well, it's just the BBC wanted to interview me, so I drove down there, and they're like, what are you talking about, conspiracy theorists? There's no New World Order. She kept saying the same thing, and then after the camera turned off, she said, I was trying to provoke you. So it's just all like a big game, keep the public in the dark, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, we're not even trying to, like, be fancy-pants reporters. We just are trying to keep people on the light here. We're just trying to get people informed and free. There's the London Eye.
You yeah, we can see that? It there. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com/B, as in Bilderberg, also Infowars.com/show. Now, Alex, there's something I've been wanting to ask you since you got there. If I can ask you a quick question, what do the people think of your horrible British accent?
Did you randomly come by or did you hear we were out here? Oh, you're listening. You might want to be on tape or not.
That's me.
You want to say something on camera or not?
No.
Well, God bless you, sir. It's great to run into so many listeners.
All the best.
God bless you, man. God bless you. Wonderful to meet you. Man, we are just running into tons of people out here, Jakari and David. How exciting is it? They don't want us to know that humanity's awakening, do they?
No. And Alex, I asked you a question. What do the real British people think of your horrible British accent?
I think they like it. But one guy on the train said he was a listener, but then when I did the whole room of the stool thing, he said, I think they ought to spend money to send you back. So
did you ask them what they thought about Piers Morgan, your Piers Morgan appearance?
I'm telling you, we're running into a ton of listeners out here, Jakari. This is crazy. It's like being in Fight Club or something, man. I was talking to the cops off record, and it was like Spice Club. Turned into the fat Tyler Durden. I'm sorry, what were you guys saying?
No, I was asking, did anybody have an opinion of your Piers Morgan experience?
You've heard a ton of that. They said it was on every TV channel over here, yeah. Hey, buddy, what was your take on the Piers Morgan thing? Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought he tore him apart. He deserved everything that he got, and I don't think he could have done better.
Did that come through, guys?
Yeah,
that's right. I don't know if you can hear. We're about to go out to break. So stay tuned, Infowars.com/B, also PrisonPlanet.tv, and we'll be right back with more streaming from Alex Jones.
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Folks, final segment of Overdrive here, and we've got great listeners showing up quite a bit, like 10, 15 people now out here because we're broadcasting live from right by Big Bend, talking to a lot of great people out here. And England and the UK is really waking up to the New World Order as we cover Bilderberg 2013. Very, very exciting. And just a lot of listeners out here, a lot of people that are awake to what's going on, and people are really waking up to the shadow government. And the fact that there are just hundreds of articles, it was like 50 articles yesterday, 20 the day before, 15 the day before, exponential coverage, and the fact that the BBC has to come here and try to spin it, the London Telegraph has to spin it, the International Business Times, Financial Times, they're all covering it. It's very, very exciting. And now members of the British Parliament are criticizing Bilderberg in the midst of this big scandal dealing with lobbying, and that's something David Knight has been pointing out, is the big lobbying scandal. This is the ultimate lobbying scandal, and I keep repeating that because this information is key. So we'll continue to have live feeds tonight at Infowars.com/Bilderberg. People all over the world, just watch that space. They're all being archived there, also at Infowars.com and on the YouTube channels. We've got a bunch of videos we haven't even had time to upload yet from today and tomorrow. The big event kicks off with all the globalists arriving. We need activists all around that multi-thousand-acre facility to catch all the limousines and people coming in. They've ordered the police to try to keep people away so they can't photograph the 20 to 50, it varies every year, globalists that arrive secretly who don't want to be photographed. So it's important that alternative, real grassroots media show up en masse to show what this will-be shadow government is up to. And I want to thank the listeners that have shown up, media people to help us run camera here. Thank you very much. And just awesome to see all of you out here. It's crazy. About an hour and a half ago, I mentioned I was going to drive over here, and we've had a lot of people come by, and it's very, very exciting. How you doing, sir? And countless people honking when they drove by, and also out there. It just shows people are awake, and you're the future out there. You're the leaders. You're aware of what's going on. So start your own podcast. Start your own YouTube channel. Start speaking out in your community, your own newsletter, your own newspaper. We are the people. We're the resistance. We're the media. And we've now identified the shadow government. We're going to force our elected governments who have been bought and paid for by these people to start responding to it. This is the beginning of the end of the globalist. Thank you so much for running camera for you. You're very, very sweet. You're awesome. Thank you. So that, without further ado, is the end of the main transmission. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, do you have any more points that you'd like to make?
Well, tomorrow is when things are really going to pick up, as you were saying, because that's when the conference actually starts. You've been doing preliminary work and talking about the background of what's being set up there, the fences, that sort of thing, the identity checks. But it's tomorrow that it's really going to get started. So we're going to see a lot more happening tomorrow.
Absolutely. And we're going to have more live feeds coming up tonight. And then before the show even starts, we're up like 6 hours ahead of you guys. So at 3 a.m. or so, live feeds start at Infowars.com/Bilderberg and follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. But whatever you do, obviously most of you can't be here because they've destroyed the economy. We can barely afford to come here. So most of you can just simply spread the word on Twitter, Facebook, Infowars.com, YouTube, everywhere else. But look at just part of the crowd that has shown up by me just an hour and a half ago mentioning I was going to come here. And we've had people walking by waving to their listeners. Truly, look, diplomatic immunity, royal vehicle driving by right there above the law. The globalists are no longer above the law. The UN and Monsanto are no longer above the law. We, the people, demand justice, and we're taking our planet back. So great job, guys, and good luck there on the nightly news. Tonight, the revolution against global tyranny will be televised. Gentlemen, so take us away. I'm signing off now with final images here on the Thames in the UK in jolly old England.
All right, that's Alex Jones on location out there at Bilderberg 2013. I'm Jakari Jackson along with David Knight. Check out the InfoWars Nightly News tonight.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate
we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.